This is today's Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. The Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH. Steve Alexander will have the report coming up.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days are the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-dones. You should expect the unexpected.
We gotta lose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
Now with today's report, here's Steve Alexander.
Thank you, Max. Minnesota and North Dakota have joined the list of states reporting illnesses in that romaine lettuce food poisoning outbreak. The CDC now says 149 people in 29 states have gotten sick. At least 64 people have been hospitalized, including 17 with kidney failure, and one person in California died. Investigators say the bad lettuce was grown in Yuma, Arizona. Would you give a dog mouth-to-mouth CPR? How about a strange dog? When 7 dogs were found unconscious in a smoke-filled Indiana garage, first responders and neighbors performed CPR on the dogs, including blowing air into their lungs. All 7 of the Labradors, 2 of whom were pregnant, survived. From dogs to chickens, and also in Indiana, 2 suspected cockfighting operations were raided, and more than 750 birds are now being cared for more humanely. It happened in the Montgomery County town of Waveland and the Indianapolis suburb of Avon. Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation officials are going to meet with the State Justice Department to discuss a hiccup in the Wisconsin law that allows farmers to grow industrial hemp. Farmers believe that bill allows them to extract CBD oil from their plants, but the Department of Justice says no. It says it is illegal to possess and sell the oil. Well, that angered farmers who were banking on generating some cash from that hemp oil. The gender lines continue to be blurred. We heard last week that the Boy Scouts organization is being renamed to accommodate girls who are joining the boys. In Sioux Falls, South Dakota, a 15-year-old boy wanted to join his high school's all-girl competitive dance team. He was told, no, it's girls only. He and his parents sued, and the State High School Activities Association relented and voted to allow boys to take part right alongside girls in competitive dance events next school year. When you live in the same house with your husband for over 30 years, and he dies, and you're faced with cleaning out the basement, well, be careful. In Naperville, Illinois, a widow in that situation asked a neighbor man to help her, and he came across a brown package with a label warning that it contained radioactive material. The hazmat team was called. Yeah, it was radioactive, but not at high enough levels to be dangerous. The woman's late husband was a scientist, and apparently he just brought it home from work one day. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, who returns to his microphone tomorrow, I'm Steve Alexander.